Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
America was founded for religious freedom and freedom of conscience. That is the raison d'etre of, or the reason for existence, if you will, the United States of America. And yet the Commission on Civil Rights has now indicated, not everyone on that commission, but the majority, that religious freedom and that word or words like it are code words for intolerance, homophobia, and Christian supremacy. There is a clash between religious freedom and the LGBT agenda. It's not only there, it's in Massachusetts, it's happening across the country. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, according to this report from the United States Commission on Civil Rights, now these individuals, understand, are appointed, and the chairperson is by the name of Martin Castro, appointed by, guess who? President Barack Obama. Mm. This report now released says, quote, the phrases religious liberty and religious freedom will stand for nothing except hypocrisy so long as they remain code words for discrimination, intolerance, racism, sexism, homophobia, Islamophobia, Christian supremacy, or any form of intolerance. That's according to Martin Castro, the president or the chairman of the commission. He released a statement regarding this 296-page report. Matt, this is absolutely infuriating. It is anti-American. It is anti-constitutional. It is anti-God, frankly.
And it is anti-reality. Mm-hmm. Martin Castro here, offensive doesn't even begin to describe this attack on our first freedoms and on the First Amendment. For him to say effectively, and this is what he's saying, that there is no such thing as religious liberty or religious freedom, that they don't exist, and that so-called, you know, newfangled gay rights, something the framers of the Constitution could not have even conceptualized, when you consider that in all the colonies, that behavior was actually considered a crime against nature. For them to now say that the sexual license to do whatever you want to do and the behaviors associated with this lifestyle, that they take precedence over our first freedoms and the First Amendment and religious liberty is absolutely appalling. He should be immediately removed, and under a new administration, I hope and pray that all of these change agents, these radicals on the Human Rights Commission, will be removed.
I mean, he's saying that religion is being used as both a weapon and a shield by those seeking to deny others equality. I mean, Matt, where does he get this?
You know, he certainly doesn't get it from the history of America or from the Constitution. He says this generation of Americans must stand up and speak out to ensure that religion never again becomes twisted to deny others the full promise of America. He says that in the past, religion has been used to justify slavery and later Jim Crow laws. He says we have seen religious liberty arguments sneaking their way back into our political and constitutional discourse, just like the concept of states' rights, in an effort to determine the rights of some Americans. This is from this commissioner, the chairman of this United States Commission on Civil Rights. The fact of the matter is, if you go back and look at the founding fathers, the majority of them were abolitionists. They started the Bible
exactly.
societies, and they also headed up and participated in the abolition movement to abolish slavery. I mean, yes, you know, this history of America is rich with religious freedom. The First Amendment clearly indicates that religious freedom is essential to who we are. And this man says, well, religious freedom, religious liberty, those are code words for, and it sounds very similar to something that came out of one of the presidential candidates' mouths before.
Mm-hmm.
It's sexism, racism, Islamophobic, homophobic, intolerant, you name it, and he adds some other things like Christian supremacy and so forth. This is outrageous. He should be completely removed. Now, there are two commissioners that disagreed with him, obviously.
Right.
But the fact of the matter is that any of them had the audacity to put this in print, and you obviously had a majority here who did it. This is going back to how did they get there?
Right.
They got there because President Obama put them there. Wherever he puts people or nominates people, they are radical extensions of him, and thus the reason why elections matter.
Yeah, let's be honest here. What is he actually saying? He is saying that there is no such thing as Christian civil rights, that there is a right, an absolute right, to violate the conscience of Christians, to force Christians to do something that is clearly in violation of God's law, of the Bible, of scriptures, of their deeply held faith, and effectively to force the new normal, this postmodern pagan sexuality, to force that into Christian schools, to even force it into churches, and for him to say that when you say, no, you're violating our religious freedom, that that's a code word for saying, you know, homophobia, or it is just, I mean, where do you even begin with this? But the point is, Matt, the mask is completely off now. They're not even trying to hide their intent to crush under the jackboot of a leftist federal government our religious liberties.
Yeah, it's really shocking, frankly, because he says that whenever there is a conflict, a tension between someone's rights, and he's speaking specifically about the so-called LGBT agenda and religious freedom, that LGBT wins, religious freedom should not, and there should be no accommodation. He's actually recommending that there be modifications in our laws to not allow churches and other religious organizations and people to have an accommodation. Well, you move from that over to Massachusetts, and that's exactly what's on the agenda there. Massachusetts has a law that now will also bring into being the same situation. This is being challenged right now through the political system. However, it goes into effect in October, and it does not exempt churches or other houses of worship. This means that churches and houses of worship will be covered by this radical LGBT agenda, use of facilities, use of restrooms, and you name it, it's going to be under this. And so here's what the U.S. Commission says, no religious exemptions. This is what Massachusetts has done, no religious exemptions, even for churches.
I mean, can you imagine walking into your church and there's a sign over the restroom saying this bathroom is for biological women only? I mean, what is wrong with this picture?
You know, and in fact, you won't be able to do that under this particular thing in Massachusetts, because men, when they come to your church, we'll be able to walk into the women's restroom and use the facility. They'll be able to walk into the shower room and the locker room. And as you open up your church on Sunday, you have people coming off the street. It's an open target, if you will, for sexual assault. Speaking of which, you have the same thing already happening in Target. We knew this would happen.
Right.
And now you have in Texas the second sexual assault there, where someone came into a Target restroom and began photographing women in a state of undress. We knew it was going to happen. It's just common sense. This is also going to happen in churches.
Exactly. We're not protecting our churches anymore, our places of worship, which should be a safe place. We're going to open it up like Target is and have pedophiles and things going on
in there. Of course. And think about in Des Moines, Iowa right now. Not only are they saying churches, you must open up your restrooms to men and potential sexual predators, but they are even attempting to restrict what is taught from the pulpit, that saying that effectively, pastors, you can't even preach what the Bible says about sexual morality. You can't preach from Romans that homosexual behavior is and has always been sin, immorality. We have said all along that this was coming. Pastors, you're not exempt. They're coming for you. They're coming for the churches. This is an effective attempt to criminalize Christianity.
There's no question it's an attempt to criminalize Christianity. You have the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. You can blow that off as just a wacko opinion of a few people there that doesn't have any effect. However, now what you're seeing is what they are thinking, as scary as it is now law, or will be law, in Massachusetts, and that law goes into effect in October. Now, the same argument was presented before the United States Supreme Court, where the Obama administration said churches don't have the ministerial exemption. In other words, even in your ministry functions, they were arguing you cannot restrict people based upon your doctrine and belief. You would have to allow anyone in that position. Fortunately, the Supreme Court 9-0 rejected that view. So even at the U.S. Supreme Court, That view was rejected, but this continues to ebb and flow and chip away, and eventually what you have is an attempt to crush religion, particularly Christianity. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Remember, Liberty Counsel in your prayers and regular financial support. lc.org is the website.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.